The Lord has really given me an inspiration of a message on inspiration. And I want to encourage us with the help of the Lord. I was thinking this way. It is the God the Father, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and he's using this little vessel today to teach us. We need inspiration, saints. We need some singing. We need some special singing. We need ministers to be inspired. And we know we are. And we know the singers are inspired. But we just want to encourage you to be more inspired. This is the first day. You know, we need to have some specials. We need to have some inspiration. I sure appreciate the services this morning. You know, the service this morning was unusual because we had two messages, but they were both wonderful. They were both good. They were both heavenly. And it taught us many things by both brothers. That's okay. We could have two messages this afternoon. That's fine with me. But I just want to give my little thought that the Lord gave me. It's burning in my soul. That we need inspiration. You know what inspiration means? Inspire means that God breathes into us. We are inspired, or others can breathe inspiration to us. We hope that this message will inspire you to be closer to God, holier, righteous, godly in this present world. Be more of what God wants you to be. God can help us to be better. God can help us to be holier. It's not this building. It is us. Us. We need to be inspired inside of us by the Holy Ghost. That's all we have. And God wants to inspire us. I was thinking about when God made Adam and Eve. He made them out of dust. Okay? As we know, he made Adam first and he formed Adam and Adam needed to help me, but he made them out of the ground. Can you just imagine making God, here was God creating man. He had already prepared things for them ahead of time. Now he was making the very best, man and woman, and he was creating them. But there they laid. I wonder what God saw before he breathed. A perfect form of a man, a perfect form of a woman out of the dust. But they had no breath. They had no inspiration. They had no life. But God breathed into them. And they became a living soul. And they woke up. I don't wonder what Adam thought first. He opened his eyes. He saw God. He saw the trees. He saw the beautiful things around him. He started moving his fingers. Oh, I got fingers. I got hands. I got feet. Praise God, I can get up and walk. God made me. He breathed into me. Dear ones, everyone sitting here, God has breathed into you some life. We are not dead. We are alive. We might die someday in the grave, but we're going to be alive again. Right, right. We never die. I was talking to God one time. I said, Lord, a lot of people around, like Guthrie's dying, and I don't know about this, Lord. I just don't know about this. And I said, you know, I just don't feel like I'm ever going to die. And I know I am, but I don't feel like I'm going to. I'm just too alive. And the Lord spoke to me, said, you will never die. You have a living soul that cannot die. And it was created for eternity. And it's just a transformation. It's just a change like we got here. It's just a different change. But you will be in heaven with me. You will never die. You will be changed in the moment in a twinkling of eye. Corinthians, you will be changed. And we'll go to heaven. That's inspiration. God breathed into Adam and Eve and they woke up and they stood up and they had hands and they had feet and they walked and they talked with God and they were alive. And God made us alive. He created us in our mother's womb and he breathed into us. We began to move in our mother's womb. We were alive. We were not dead babies. We came alive. Oh, praise God. I've been so filled with this. I have been so filled with songs and the ministry of songs. And Laranja there, before I went to Laranja, the Lord gave me, I was praying, God, give me inspiration. Give me a message that from you. just gave me the word songs. Songs. All I got at first was songs. But I came to study it, and I've been praying about it. You know, the Lord wants to inspire our singing, dear ones. And it is inspired, but he wants to inspire us more. Inspire means that God breathes into it something. He breathes into it. Inspiration. We need inspiration. Inspiring. I was reading on the birth of Reformation, and last night I was reading some about, I brought it with me, and I like to read it once in a while, and so I brought it with me, and heaven. Brother Warner preached about heaven. It was so inspiring to F.G. Smith. He was so inspired, it never left him. He said it was so inspired. It was shortly before Brother Warner died, but he preached on heaven. And he said he just could get a glimpse of heaven through that message. Just something gave him light in life, that heaven is light in life, dear ones. There's nothing to be discouraged about. We are only going to change and go to a wonderful place. It's going to be so wonderful. Our loved ones that have passed and gone, they're in heaven. They're in, you know, we know where they're in paradise and they go to heaven and all that. Doctrine, I appreciate all that. But I'm just trying to say, we are the last, we'll be in heaven. Okay? And we're going to be in heaven. And I don't know exactly what it's going to be, but it's going to be wonderful. You're wonderful. And he said he was so divinely inspired by Brother Warner's message that it never left him. There is sometimes when God speaks to us that it never, ever leaves us. When God gives you a song, there's something special about that song. Just never leaves you. When it's inspired of God, number 408, the Lord gave me that song a few years ago. I don't know, just when, but some of us sisters, we sang a special at Monarch with that song, Sister Janine, some of us. Sister Marie, but now I come, my Lord and Savior, humbly kneeling at thy... Oh, that song is so beautiful. It's a prayer song, but it's never left me. It inspired me. Dear ones, God wants to inspire us. I want to read some Word of God, but just think about how God created Adam and Eve and he breathed into them. We need to be alive. I mean, really alive. It's not that we're going to work up emotions. It's just in us. The Holy Spirit's within us and it inspires us. When God gives us a song, it's inspiration. When God gives us a message, it's inspiring. When God gives us a testimony, it's inspiring. Praise God. Oh, it's wonderful. I want to read the scripture in 2 Timothy. And it's just so wonderful. 2 Timothy 3 and 16. All scripture, now listen to this, all scripture is given by what? Inspiration of God. It didn't say part of the word of God. All. This is why when we read the word of God, we get stirred in our soul. Have you ever done that? Be home alone and read the Bible and you just get stirred inside your soul? That's because it is inspiring you. It is encouraging you. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. But what we want to get a hold of is all scripture is given by inspiration of God. So I'm going to ask you, and you don't have to tell me, but you think about it. What part of the Word of God really inspires you? Is there a certain part? All of it does, right? But there's some scriptures that we just think about maybe more often, or we read a little bit more often. Okay, I'm going to share some with you, but the first chapter of Acts is one part of the chapter that I just love that chapter. I don't know, I just love that chapter. It's about Jesus leaving the disciples after he rose from the dead and appeared to them a lot. He went and he arose and the angels came. And I just want us to think about that. I'm going to read all of it. But he said, ye shall receive power. In the 8th verse of the first chapter of Acts. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. What kind of power? Power to live a holy life. Power to conquer. Power not to get discouraged. Power to have some life in us. Power to be victorious. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. You know, the Lord wants us to be a witness. When we was in Laranger, we listened. There was a message that Brother Rodney preached. And I want to quote some. I wrote down some of the thoughts that were inspiring to me. In 1 Corinthians 3:5, but God that giveth the increase. It said, you know, we can do all that we can do, but God must give the inspiration. God must give the increase. God must be glorified. We are just little vessels that God uses, but God, in all, he wants to be glorified, and he wants to be, he wants to divinely inspire the ministers, Amen. Divinely inspire the singing, divinely inspire some testimonies. You know, we've been in, you know, we can say by authority because we were 18 when we came on the campgrounds here, and I'm not just talking about the tabernacles, but you know, God is in us. I love this. It's beautiful. But you know, God is, it doesn't affect me. I love it. And you know, but God was with us there. He was with us with the sawdust floors. He's with us with the concrete. He's with us here. That's no problem. God is with us because he's in us. But you know, God inspired the ministers. God inspired the singing. It's wonderful, isn't it? It's just wonderful. I remember when I first came on the campgrounds, I've mentioned this to Sister Anita several times, but she was about 10 years old, and I was 18, and I was looking at her because she was singing, "What if the Master should come tonight?" And I never had saw a child sing. You know, I wasn't raised with the saints. It was so inspiring to me. It was so encouraging to me. It was awesome. It was just glorious. I was just filled with happiness. Can I express it? How can I express it? And it has never left me. 45 years I've been coming here. 45 years. And I'm giving God the glory. But what I'm trying to say is that the Lord inspires us to be faithful. Sure, we might have had a few hard places, but God took us through. He's always gave us joy. He's always gave us encouragement. That's what's been so sweet. You know that God is always there, giving us encouragement, giving us uplift, telling us to go on. But in this, it said, God must give the increase. This is all what it is. It's all about God. God must give the increase. But do not hold back on God. God wants you to step forward. You know, we don't want to encourage people to get out of order, but we want to encourage you to stay in order. We want you to be encouraged to pray about things and be prepared. And dear ones, like we said, if God has given you the gift of seeing, you know, when God gives a gift of calling to minister, it is the duty of the ministers to study and pray over their messages. And when they come to meeting, be prepared. You may not preach the message. You may even take it home, but have it ready. In case the Holy Spirit inspires you. But be a watchman on the wall. And be prepared. Don't be idle. And the same with special singing. You ought to have several songs. Practiced. Ready. And praying about it. And asking God to inspire you. Same way. You may go to service and not sing it. But you might be surprised. You might go one time and not feel anything. And all of a sudden the Lord says, sing that song. I know one of my girls said, it might have been one of my girls, might have been one of the saints, but they said the Lord laid it on their heart to sing a song, and they were just a little nervous about it, and they just kind of held back on it. And yes, it was one of my girls. I won't say which one, but it was. And then they said the message, the person got up and preached the message and went right with their song, and they felt so bad. And so then the service went by, and the next service comes. And so my other girls was talking to her, and they said, well, let's sing that song. And she said, no, it's too late. It's too late. We missed it. Because it was for that hour. So we don't want to hold back on God, dear ones. We don't want to quench the Spirit. We want to be wise and stay in order. I appreciate Brother Michael. He teaches us to be in order. We're in a big crowd. I understand. We must be in order. But if God divinely gives you a testimony, we want to hear it. I know Brother Michael. to take up time and be out of order, we got to be careful. Because we're dealing with hot weather and we're dealing with a lot of people. People get tired. They leave if they get tired. But we it's okay too if we tired, I guess. But you know, the thing is, you know, the Lord wants to inspire us. Amen. I was reading, and I'm not saying our preacher should preach 4 hours, but I was reading the Birth of Reformation. When I say things back there, it doesn't mean I'm saying we're not as good as them. No, I'm not saying that. We're just as good as them. We're just as holy as they are. We're just filled with the same Holy Spirit, dear ones. Same God has just blessed us just as much. Okay? I'm not saying that. All I'm saying, I like to read about it because I like history. And it just is interesting to me. And it's encouraging to me. And so they preach 4 hours. I don't know if we all could take 4 hours at one time. But, you know, I'm just telling you. It's so hot. I don't know. But you know what? If the Lord inspired us, I suppose. If the Lord inspired, we could do it. But dear ones, I don't know. You know, they're living in a different age. I don't know what the reasons. But dear ones, we still need the 2017. We are just as inspired. We are just as full of the Holy Spirit. And we are going to be more inspired. And up right now, in the name of Jesus, we speak encouragement to every one of you. This is not to say you're not inspired. You are inspired, but you need to be encouraged. All of us, even me, need to be more inspired. The Lord talks to me all the time. He tells me things. And He says you need to study the Bible. You need to be ready. You need to always be ready. And you need to pray for the singers that they will get more inspired. Because, you know, I mean, we're all in this together. We all want to encourage one another. But remember, this Acts, we won't read any more, too much more of that. But just to think that Jesus was going up, and while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." Do you believe that this morning? Jesus was going up in the clouds, and the angels came to assist him, and he went. And that's the Jesus we're serving. And that's one of my favorite scriptures. I love all the Bible, but it says, and then I was wanting to read just a few things that Brother Rodney had ministered there because it inspired me. It says here, "Some have natural abilities, but do not draw back from what God can do through you. Give your talent to the Lord and thank the Lord. If you have inspiration to sing, try it and step out by faith. Unless God gives increase, don't live for other people. Have challenges. Do you want to see the Lord work? God wants to be glorified through you." You know, we don't want to have intimidation in a wrong way, okay? We don't want to think everybody else can do it better than me. Maybe they can, but God can do something with you. You are a child of God, and you have a gift, and he can do something with you. You belong to God, and God loves you. And God has, even if it helped one or two souls, there's a reason you're alive, there's a reason you were born, there's a reason that God gave you a calling, and you can help. And we need to be positive. There's nothing wrong with positive thinking. I know some people say, no, there's nothing wrong with positive thinking. Why do we want to be negative? God don't want us to be negative. The whole Bible teaches against that. Teaches us to have faith in God. I know that's what, oh, praise God. We need to be inspired by God. Oh, we want to be inspired to sing, inspired to pray, inspired everything the Lord wants us to do. I just want to quote a few things here. I'm not going to go all, but flip through your songbook. Fanny Crosby. These are some of the songs that she wrote. "He hideth my soul. Watch and pray. Rescue the perishing. Thy will be done. Blessed assurance." Clara Brooks, she wrote "What a Mighty God," "The Virtue of Faith." These songs like we sing a lot. "The Blessing of Prayer." "Nearer the Lord." "The Lord is my life and the strength of my..." You know, we sing that a lot, don't we? She wrote that. And the reason I'm quoting some of that is what inspiration these songs are. And, you know, do we ever wonder who wrote the songs, what their life was? Just like I said, Claire Brooks, she died in 1980 in Tampa, Florida. I thought she was way back there. I mean, I knew she was way, she was 98, so yeah, she was way back. But she died in 1980. I could have seen her. I could have went there and talked with her. And here I just didn't know about it. I hadn't studied it. But dear ones, we're missing some things because we're not inspired enough to dig for these things. And I'm preaching to myself. Lord, help me to inspire myself more to study these things and search them out. Amen. Oh, God will give us special thoughts. He will just bless us in a special way. I want to read the scripture in Acts 3. This is one scripture that is so wonderful. Peter and John, this is another scripture that I just love the scripture. There they were. And they met this man at the temple. Acts 3. And it says here, Peter and John, in the third chapter of Acts, went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them. They entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked in alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Yeah. Now, to my understanding, this was nothing premeditated. This was something, they're passing this man. They went there, and he's begging for money because he can't work, because he has a great need. He can't walk. And evidently, he needed healing. But Peter and John, well, we don't have money, but we've got something greater to supply your need. And they were inspired. Silver and gold have we none, but we do have something. Such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. They were inspired that moment. And healing came. This is the inspiration we need from God. And we've had it. We mentioned briefly, but one time we've had different healings we could tell about, a whole message. But, you know, in Guthrie one time, Haley, my daughter, granddaughter Haley, she would break out really bad when she was a little girl if she ate anything good, tomatoes or sauce or anything. And so she was sitting there, and everybody else was in the dining hall. She was probably 9 or 10. And I said, "Honey, why aren't you eating?" She said, "Because I break out terrible." I said, "Come to the altar," and we gathered the ministers during Guthrie camp meeting. We laid hands on her, and this had been going on for quite some time. She'd break out with a terrible rash when she ate anything like that. And we prayed the prayer of faith, all of us, and we asked, "In the name of Jesus, you are going to go eat, Haley, and never have this problem again. In Jesus' name." I said, "Now go eat." She went and ate, never broke out, never has since then. Praise his holy name. And we could have more testimonies like that. That's inspiration. At the moment you need it, we need divine inspiration. Oh, praise God. I love that. That's one of my favorite scriptures, too. And we want to read over here. In 2 Peter 1 and 20. You know, we need God. We really need God. We cannot do anything without God. We need his inspiration. We need his help. Oh, praise God. It says here in 2 Peter 1 and 20, "Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." So you see, just like we mentioned these songs, Fanny Crosby one time, when she wrote, I believe it was the song Blessed Assurance, but anyway, that was it. She had a friend that was a Christian, and he said to her, "Fanny, this is the music. I already wrote this music for this hymn, but I don't have words. What does this speak to you, Fanny?" And she said, "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine." And she wrote the whole first verse right then by divine inspiration. This is why when we sing these songs, the more we know about these things, the more blessings it gives to us. It just inspires us more and more. Oh, it's wonderful. So we know that the Word of God comes by holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. They wrote the Bible as they were inspired by the Holy Ghost. This is why the Word, the Word in this meeting, we may hear some word of the Bible that's real strong, because there are some scriptures that's really strong. But when it's tempered with the Holy Spirit, and it comes in the right spirit from the minister, and they have the right spirit, and they bring it out, and the Word of God comes, it's mixed with the Spirit. It comes to people, not harsh. It comes to them, even though it's strong. It comes to them an inspiration, a divine inspiration that causes them to want to get closer to the Lord. And this is why when God works that way, you see people come to the altar crying because they want to serve the Lord and they want to go to heaven and they realize this is kind of hard, but God's going to help me. And we want to work with the ones of the altar very gentle, very carefully. And it's really a calling to go to the altar and work with people that they're crying and show them love and kindness and be gentle with them and tell them to pray to God. Most of the time they're crying. And you go ahead and pray. You go ahead and pray to God and we'll agree with you. And then we work on it together. But thank the Lord that God has helped so many people at these altars. And God is going to continue to do that. You're going to see in this meeting that God is going to bless with inspiration. He's going to bless. We just need to keep praying every day that God will pour out His Spirit upon us and send inspiration among the camp of the saints, in the cabins and the trailers, wherever they're at. That God will send people here that needs to be here. Souls will be saved. That's what it's for, isn't it? For us to be encouraged, but it's for souls to get saved, souls to get sanctified, souls to get divinely healed. Many things that the Lord is working with all of us. He loves us, dear ones. He talks to us. He helps us. He gives us encouragement along the way. He's been so good to us all, hasn't he? He always helps us. He loves a humble heart. Dear ones, there's a little song that says, "A humble heart God loves to see." He'll always take their part. That's what God wants us to be. Like was mentioned, we just all want to be God's little servants, and God will help us. We're being that way by God's grace. It's not our grace, but by God's grace, we're just doing what God wants us to do. We have to have ministers. That's what God planned it this way. That's what He wants. But we're just servants of God that God gives messages to. But I just thank the Lord for every one of you. Thank the Lord how He's working with us, how He's inspiring us, how He's blessing us. I know it was kind of strange because one time, about 17 years ago or so, when I was praying, I finally got that cabin. And I started out with a tent. And that's how we started out when we were really young. And in fact, we didn't even have suitcases. We had paper bags for our clothes. We didn't have suitcases. We started out pretty humble. But then we prayed the Lord to give us a cabin, because our desire was for our children and grandchildren. But someone said to me, "You're making a statement." And I thought, what are they talking about? You're making a statement that you're going to stay with us and you're not going to leave. Well, why would I want to do that? It didn't even enter my mind to do that. But they said I was making a statement. Well, I wouldn't have to have a cabin to make a statement. But, that's okay. I guess I was. I didn't think about it. But, I just had never planned to go anywhere because the Lord saved me here, and He brought me here. I mean, I didn't get saved here. I got saved in Jerry's grandma's house. But this is where He brought me. I prayed for the Church of God. I prayed the Lord would lead me to the true Church of God. He inspired me and divinely gave me vision and understanding of the church. It all came through the interpretation of God, through people, but it came through the Word of God. I remember sometimes when I first got saved, I'd open the Bible and I'd say, "Lord, I don't understand the scripture. I was taught different. Reveal the truth to me." And I would reverse by verse and God would open up the truth to me. Wasn't that wonderful? He's been so good. I feel
inspired, you know. That's not going to go too good. But Lord, you have to inspire me to preach this, you know. But oh, praise God, he does love us. And I've got a scripture over here in Ezekiel. We just want the Lord to help us. You know, he's going to help us. He's going to show us just where to fit. I was thinking about what this morning was mentioned about every place fitted in that temple. And, you know, in the spiritual world, we all fit in a certain place. You know, and you fit there. And the Lord puts you there. He sets the members in his body, and we fit there. And we just got to know how to stay in the right place and be fit there. Ezekiel, I'm going to read over here in Ezekiel about the bones. The Lord brought the scripture to me about the bones. And that's quite a scripture here. The 37th chapter of Ezekiel. And it says, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out into the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones. And caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very, very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? You know, we started out with Adam and Eve. What are you really? Just think about you. Pinch your skin. What are you? Your skin, right? Don't you look at me, you're seeing outward. You're seeing the skin. You're seeing, she's a lady, right? You're seeing I got bones, right? You got bones. I know that you might sound, but the Spirit of God dwells in us.
That's right.
And the Holy Spirit is working on us. And that's what makes us alive. That's what gives us inspiration. We all could be alive without the Holy Spirit, but I'm saying God breathed into us life or we would not have life. This is why even people that are not saved, to a certain point, they're our brothers and sisters, not in the Lord, but we still respect them because we've seen some people that tattoos and earrings in their nose. And you know what I think when I see these people? I think, you poor people. You poor people. You're good inside. You just don't know. You don't know my Jesus. And if you did, you'd live different. You wouldn't be drinking. You wouldn't be doing these things. See, because if you knew my Jesus, what would they do? They'd be completely different. So we love them, and we work with them, and we have mercy on them. Because without, if it wasn't for God, we could be like that, right? We could be like that if it wasn't for God. But it said, can these bones live? Again, he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and you will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Can you imagine if we had no skin? If we were just a bunch of bones, skeletons, clattering together, wouldn't it be awful? Aren't you glad God put some skin on us? Yes, isn't he wonderful? He don't want just dry bones. He doesn't want skeletons. He wants to put flesh on people. And he said, I covered you with skin and I put breath. Then I did better than that, like Adam and Eve. I breathed in you the breath of life. And you became alive. Sometimes I tell the Lord, lots of times every day I'll say, Lord, I love this day, Lord. I love this day that you gave me. I'm enjoying this day so much. Don't you ever tell the Lord that? It's been a wonderful day. You know, and you look at the sunshine, you look at this beautiful. I was sitting here at the old tabernacle. I would look out, like I call this a window. It's not a window. It's open, okay? But that's a big, big window to me. You look out there and you see the beautiful trees. From where I sat there, the other place I could look out, and I said, well, that doesn't look much different than to me over there. I've seen the beautiful trees. Yeah. I am missing some flower pots up here. I guess I could go get some. But I'm missing that. You know, that's the way ladies are. They miss things like that. But you know, I just thank the Lord, that we have live bone. I mean, God made our... not bones, but he put breath in us, right?
Yes.
So we're not dry bones, just blessed us. So I prophesied. As I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I behold, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. And then it says, then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breathe, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Yeah. Oh, praise God. Today the church of God is an exceeding great army. Yeah. And the Lord, you know, he talked to me, he said, you know, this tabernacle looks big. And I said, Lord, do you think we can fill up this tabernacle? It will be filled. It will be filled up. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, it will be filled up. You watch and see. God loves us. He loves the church of God. Praise the Lord. And it says, so I prophesied as I commanded, and they were breath unto them, and stood up upon their feet, exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off from our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God!
Amen.
I was going to say something years ago. The Lord gave this to me. We think, and I'm going to say that ministers maybe don't think that way as I do. I don't know. Probably do, though. Probably do, but not sure. But when I was really young, this is the thought that would come to my mind. Okay, the Lord gives me a message, and we're going to get up there, and then the Lord's going to just pour it down from heaven. He's going to pour it down from heaven on me, and I'm going to be so inspired. And the Lord spoke to me one day. He said, I was really young. You're thinking so wrong. You're not thinking. The Bible says the Spirit is in you. What you need to pray is God, that God will inspire the Holy Spirit that's in you.
Yeah.
That's all you need. I remember reading back, Brother Warner was walking in the pulpit. Lots of, he says, I feel dry, I feel like I don't feel anything, okay? But he said, by faith I'm walking up there, and I believe, and God took over, and he preached a long time. See? So sometimes we have to walk up here by faith. And then God will inspire us. But you know, we got to believe that. So it said here, and then it goes on to talk about the one stick in the 16th verse. Moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick. And the 17th verse, it says, and join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thine hand. Dear ones, that's unity. When we are joined in one stick. One church of God. That's what we sing. One, and unity brings inspiration. Unity brings holiness, godliness, power. It brings everything. We can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And all this comes from unity. So we got to be really careful and watch that and make sure that we keep unity. Because this is the Bible. Praise God. Unity. So, and then it goes on to say here, and say unto them, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whether they be gone, and will gather them on every side and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation. So you see, he just that. And I will save them out of all their dwelling places, the 23rd verse, wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them. So shall they be my people, and I will be their God. They all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. That's the kind of people that are in the church of God. Holy, righteous, godly people. And God blesses his church with inspiration. I hope that these thoughts have blessed you today, that the Lord will inspire us to be all God wants us to be, and just be on duty. We all need to be on duty in this meeting and just be ready. I think Sister Catherine Williams said that. I'm not sure, but I think it was her that said, she is like a vessel on a shelf, ready. And when God wants to use the vessel, if we thought about the future, oh, it would be overwhelming. I got to do this. I got to go here. I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to work here. I got to. It might be taxing on us, but we don't think of it that way. We think of it as inspiring, don't we, Brother Michael? He can shake it as his brother. Both my Brother Michaels over there. They're shaking their heads because they know. This is true. This is true, praise God. We are just not thinking of the whole picture. What we do, is this how we just wait and we do what God tells us to do until the next time. It's kind of like everyday living, like eating. You just wait till the next time. And when God inspires you, you do your little job. And God works in his church in a mighty way.